All right, My Muscle Project, welcome back to episode 131. Damn, that's a lot of after shows. And unfortunately, this week, I'm without the beautiful Raf Friedman. He's on business for Peak Chocolate. So I don't actually know what the name of the conference is, but you can imagine it's basically like the fitness expo, but for, you know, these crazy new supplements and foods. So he's over there at the moment with Epic Foods, who distribute Peak now, and they are looking to, you know, take that brand to the next level. So I'm very excited for him and what he's going to do over there. We were thinking about attaching it to a podcast to a trip, but that's looking like more the end of April now. So we'll keep you guys obviously in the loop with everything on how our trips are progressing for the year. But that is why Raf is not with me today. There's plenty of, I can talk. So I got this. I can answer plenty of your questions, and you have sent in a lot this week. So thank you to those who answer the Instagram questions and just kind of post in your questions throughout the week when they come to you. We do really appreciate it. I love doing the listener questions mainly because it feels like I'm giving back to you guys in the most personal way possible. We've accumulated so much knowledge over the last 5 years of doing this that it just feels right to be giving back to you guys in the after show. So thank you so much for your questions and keep them coming. Speaking of trips, I did mention through the week that I would be reviewing my trip of the Active Escapes in Noosa, which I'm about to get into. I'll then answer a few of your questions that you've sent in this week. You sent in a lot, so I had to pick my favorite ones. I'm going to discuss with you guys what the next steps are for my training and for Raf's training with a new training journal goal. It worked so well last time that we thought we better do this again. But this time we're going to go bigger and better, and we're going to include more of you. So if you're listening and you feel like you want to kind of chase down a goal for 100 days and you're looking to jump on board and get really into whatever goal you've had in mind for a while, I highly recommend jumping on board with us. And then finally, I'm going to review the Notorious Conor McGregor documentary at the end. Okay, let's jump into it. So I was invited on the podcast with Zanna Conlon to the Active Escapes Noosa retreat. If you guys listened to that business podcast, I had Zanna on. I was discussing how he's grown the number one fitness retreat company in the world. And he's like, you know what? You keep talking about how good it's going to be. I think I got to come. And he's like, look, we've got Noosa on the horizon. Why don't you come along? And I said, fantastic. I'll see you there. So it was that spontaneous. I came along. Raf was not able to come. He had to take care of some stuff back home. And of course, now he's overseas as well. So I've kind of swapped roles. But look, I had a great time at the Active Escapes retreat. For those of you who don't know, as a gym, we have run retreats for our clients 3 times very successfully. So we are a big believer in fitness retreats. And then also, we have, you know, promoted Boardventures for a while and their retreats. So look, we believe in this activity. We don't like the idea of a lazy holiday. We like to get up in the morning. We get to train. We want to feel good. We don't want to feel guilty about the holiday. We don't want to lose progress in our training. So that's the real reason why we really get behind these things, because they're just the best way to have a holiday. So I experienced it for the first time. I'm a Noosa regular. I was trying to add it up. You know, you sit down in the group and they're like, all right, tell us who you are. Like, tell us an interesting fact. Tell us what you do. My interesting fact was like, I think this is probably like my 16th time to Noosa. That was my family holiday destination. For those of you who are international, Noosa is the northern holiday destination on the East Coast. So we're in Sydney right now. You're probably flying about an hour and a half to Noosa North. So it's a little bit warmer, a little bit more tropical. We stayed in this. It's a beautiful little beach town. It's quite high end. It's always kind of been that way. It's not overly developed as well. So there's no high rises and stuff there. So it's a beautiful beach town. I really didn't have many expectations for this trip, except that, you know, it is the number one fitness retreat company in the world. So I kind of knew that it would run really well. And look, it exceeded my expectations. It was an intimate group of about 20 or so people, including myself, Sven, who is now helping us produce a lot of the video and audio content. And so, all the videos and the photos that you guys saw from that trip, we are filming a vlog, so the vlog will be out on the trip soon. But all the photos that you've seen during the trip, that was taken by Sven. So he's doing a fantastic job on the camera behind the lens. And his intimate group, Amanda Bisque, who is kind of like a fitness yoga influencer, online trainer. I think she's got 700,000 followers or something. So she was the trainer on the retreat. She's been a trainer with Active Escapes for a long time. So it was super cool to get just, you know, just have some like a real professional just coach you for once and not have to be the coach and just be the guest and enjoy it. And every day we'd wake up, we'd hit a beautiful workout on the beach with the sunrise. Like it was warm, you know, it was like shirts off, burpees, squats, just like really fun workouts. The group started to get really close together. All the meals are provided. So we had, you know, an opportunity to eat as much as we wanted or as little as you wanted. It's like really disappointing when you go to these retreats and there's like not enough food. Obviously, like I ate a lot of food, so it was cool that there was, you know, as much food as I wanted and delicious food as well. It's like smoothie bowls and, you know, like eggs and toast and, you know, these really creative dinners. There was like a Japanese night. There was a poke bowl night. Like it was awesome. I didn't stay for the whole 7 days, but, you know, for the 4 days there, I had an amazing time. Got back on the surfboard, which was nice. Got back into surfing. Went to a wakeboard park. Did wakeboarding for the first time. But all that aside, guys, it was so relaxing. It was so enjoyable. Just kind of being told what to do. Everything's optional. So you start at the weekend. It's like, hey, guys, this is the schedule. You don't have to go if you don't want to. If you just want to jump in on a workout and then just go chill the rest of the day on the beach, you can do that. It just makes it's just the perfect combo. Just not having to do everything. And it was a lot. Like there was some really fun stuff there, but you are quite tired if you jump into all the yoga and the recovery sessions. But man, I had an excellent time. I honestly had a 4.5 out of 5 experience. I can't call it a 5 because I wasn't there for the full 7 days, but every day I was there, it was a really, really good trip. So we loved it so much. We want to continue working with Active Escapes. The first of that will be the Bali Mega Festival. Why is it a mega festival? Because it's their 100th retreat. They have decided to rent out an entire villa in Bali, which is 150 rooms. There's looking to be somewhere like around 200 guests. They've got like 10 to 15 of like the best trainers in the world. You know, between them, I think there's like 6 million followers. So you're looking at being trained by some of the best people ever. And it's like, you go there and you meet these trainers and, you know, they're basically the modern day fitness celebrity. And you think, oh, they're going to be standoffish. They're not going to be that welcoming. They might do the training. Then they might, you know, fuck off to their room and not really speak to us. And it's not the case at all. They sit down next to you. They have a chat. You get to know them. It's like really, really close, intimate environment. And that's something that Zan has done really well, is he's made sure that the trainers on these trips are like your buddies. They can sit next to you, they can have coffee with you, have a beer. You know, we did a little bit of partying, nothing too crazy. And that is like what makes the experience so good. It's not like this glass wall where you can't really access the trainers and they're kind of there for show, but you know, you don't really get to interact with them as a guest. Completely the opposite. They're basically a guest on the trip. They open up just as much as you open up to them. So I think that's probably one thing you don't really realize. You sort of see the Instagram and you kind of imagine, oh, it'd be cool to be trained by them, but I wonder how much we interact with them. It's quite a lot. So yeah, it was really good. So anyway, basically what we have for you guys, if you go to activeescapes.com/MMP, there is a small discount there for you, basically to just say thank you for listening to the podcast. And if you guys are interested in this Bali Mega Retreat, we will be going along to that as guests, so we can hang out, we can chill, we can talk podcasts, we can talk training, nutrition, I get Andrew Papp to just thrash us in these like crazy workouts, we can hang by the beach, we can drink a beer. If you guys just want to chill for a week in Bali and just have a hectic time, go to that link, activeescapes.com/MMP. We're going to be on there. I would absolutely love to have a week away with some of you guys as listeners. Bali is an amazing destination in Indonesia for anyone around the world. There's going to be people there from America, Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, all that sort of stuff. And, you know, even in Noosa, there was people from the UK, there was people from America. It is just an awesome mix and you're going to make friends for life there. And I think that's probably one thing you don't really think about, is like you go there for selfish reasons, but then you end up coming away with like more friends and a new network. And like, hey, if I ever go to the States now, I got a friend that I had a few beers with that I can call up and hang out, you know, and you just meet lots of cool people there. Very like-minded people as well. And it's for all fitness levels. It's for all fitness levels. So join me and join Raf in the fitness retreat in Bali. This is their biggest one ever. This actually might be the biggest fitness retreat in the world. So I really can't think of one that's bigger, and Zana couldn't think of one. So yeah, guys, join us. activeescapes.com/MMP. If you're listening to it and you're keen, head there right now. Okay. Before we jump into any of the listener questions, guys, today was brought to you by Beyond Macros. So Matt arrives soon. We've got the 1 million calorie challenge, which is 100 people agreeing to a 10,000 calorie challenge, which Matt is going to help design the meal plans and recommend the different meals that we do. And then it'll be awesome if you guys go live, if you post stories, if we all do it on the same day at the same time. And there's just a bunch of savages just crushing calories for 24 hours. So we'll lay out all the rules. We'll have a little landing page where everyone can register and some cool stuff there. So I would love for you guys to join us on the 1 million calorie challenge with Beyond Macros. Just a cool little experiment. But look, if you guys actually want to get some nutrition coaching, if you want to improve the way you look, feel, and perform, beyondmacros.com. Get a free consultation with Matt when you just go to the link and sign up. So beyondmacros.com and let him know that we sent you. So listener questions this week. Wish I had like some kind of sound effects, drum rolls and stuff for you guys. But, you know, it's just me and my phone. So I've got a few here. Thank you to VM Gillette, who actually sent in 5 questions. They're really good questions. But I think I will answer this one first. So Nick Thompson Nick Thompson _ says, do you still believe in the CrossFit methodology or a different approach to training? And a really, really good question. Basically a question we've discussed a lot, but it's kind of nice to answer this on the show. We believe that CrossFit is different to everyone. So like when I say the word CrossFit in terms of programming, different people think of different things. So how Nick thinks of CrossFit may be different to how I think of CrossFit. The public's perception of CrossFit is generally negative these days. Unfortunately, CrossFit got a lot of bad press a few years ago, and it's really struggled to make a comeback since. However, I don't know exactly how I would define the CrossFit methodology because it is, varied movements, broad time, modal domains, that sort of thing. So it's like everything, right? What I like about CrossFit is that it teaches people movements that they usually wouldn't do, or they usually wouldn't think they'd be able to do. Stuff like handstands, stuff like Olympic lifting, stuff like powerlifting. And I think that the more we coddle the public, the more we say, oh, you know, it's too dangerous to try an overhead squat. You'll never be able to walk on your hands. You're too old. You know, you can't do a muscle up because, you know, it's bad for your shoulders. All these things are exactly the reasons why there are gyms out there now that, you know, you sit down, you put a towel down, you use a little machine, you go to the next thing, you do like some bench hops and stuff, but you don't ever do anything that takes a lot of time and skill and is really challenging. And I understand why they exist. I understand why people are short on time. People are super busy. People don't want to learn these things. They want to just go and they want to sweat. They want to hurt. They want to, you know, bleed, blood, sweat, and tears. They don't want to spend an hour doing muscle up transitions. They don't want to spend an hour, you know, strengthening their grip or working on their shoulder mobility. I get it. But I think that eventually that style of training reaches a point where you get bored and you give up and you think, I've just been thrashing the same thing over and over and over again. Like, when is this going to end? And you think, what's next? Well, if you just started with CrossFit and more advanced movements 2-3 years ago, you'd be a lot further along in your fitness journey than you are now. And I think what the public has to realize is that, yeah, if you're short on time, you can only work out 3-4 days a week. It's okay to have a day where you just do strength training. It's okay to have a day where you just do bodybuilding. You don't have to kill yourself every single day. I feel like killing yourself every single day is just getting you to burn out faster. It feels good at the time, but there's no longevity in it, because you can't recover from that much intensity that often. And anyone who's thrashed high intensity workouts way too often can tell you that straight away. I can tell you that straight away. Even when I was like 21, 22, super young, super resilient, not eating enough, even then, you still burn out. You still hit a wall. And so you just can't train like that every single day. But no one wants to eat their vegetables, right? No one wants to do the boring stuff. Everyone wants to come in and just kill themselves. And unfortunately, that is just not the best thing to be doing. So do I believe in a different style of approach? I think about, you want to incorporate as much movement as possible into your training. You want to make sure that it works towards your goals. And I think you also want to make sure that when you're doing the training, you're excited to do the training. Now, there's no science or there's no studies to maybe back this up or whatever, but I just know, and I think you guys listening to this know intuitively, when you're going through a session and you're just going through the motions and you're not enjoying it, you're just going to get less out of it. Even if you're continuing to make progress, it's still limited progress compared to something that you're excited about. You can't wait to do those movements. You can't wait to see the progress. You really want to achieve that goal. There's something to be said about that. And that is the principle, that is the foundation that should lie beneath whatever style of training you choose, whether it's bodybuilding, powerlifting, CrossFit, Olympic lifting, calisthenics, whatever it is. You just have to love it and you just have to enjoy it. And that's probably a hard thing for... That was a hard thing for me to learn because I was like, no, I'm a CrossFitter and I only do CrossFit. So I'm not going to just do weightlifting. I'm not going to, you know, go back to bodybuilding. I'm not going to do these things, you know, because I'm a CrossFitter now. And I wasn't enjoying it. So I was forcing myself to do training I didn't enjoy. The more you learn and the more skills you acquire and the more you're okay with not attaching yourself to any program, the more you're able to enjoy training because it's like, okay, today's a bodybuilding day because that's what I feel like. And that's still going to get me towards my goals. And I enjoyed that session. I got a lot out of it. Then the next day, you're like, man, you know what? I just want to be told what to do. So you rock up to a CrossFit class and you hit some squats and then you go for a run and you do some pull-ups and bar muscle-ups, you know, and you kind of throw it all in together. Now, this is the point that I'm at with my training. And it's exactly what I just said. You need to figure out what your goal is and then create the program that's enjoyable towards that goal. If you've set a goal, you write the program, you look at the program, you're like, I don't want to do that program. You need a new goal, okay? If you don't want to, you know, do deadlifts to deadlift 280 kilos, then don't make deadlifting 280 your goal. Why is that your goal if you don't want to do the training to get to that goal? You know, you have to enjoy that journey. If you wanted, okay, here's an example. I wanted to do a one-arm pull-up, right? I also wanted to bench a bunch of weight. I started doing the training for the one-arm pull-up and I realized I don't really want a one-arm pull-up because the training that has to go in to get that one-arm pull-up is absolutely savage and I was not going to enjoy that journey whatsoever. I always understand there is some sacrifice and discomfort involved in achieving your goal, but how much, you got to be realistic about. I don't think I answered that question very well, but we're going to move on to the next one. So thanks, Nick Thompson, for that question. Chris 3 Blythe says, with such a wide variety, what's the process for picking guests on the show? Great question. As you guys have probably realized over time, we've moved less in or moved out of sort of the CrossFit bubble and kind of more into the broader fitness industry. What's always important to us is that the conversation that we're having with the guests in front of us is interesting to us. And I think that our interest in that conversation makes the show more enjoyable for you guys. And it's kind of just gone along with how we've evolved as people over time with Raph and I, as our interest of CrossFit has not disappeared, but just slowed down and we're looking for what's next and what else is out there. It's just a natural progression to seek guests that are in different fields, right? If, you know, you get more interested in rehab sort of stuff, you start seeking more chiropractors and movement people. If you get more into kind of bodybuilding and fitness influencers and the business side of sort of YouTube, you know, those are the kind of guests that we seek out. And we don't like to be too stuck into one bubble, only because it's not an interesting conversation for us. And we know of some really big podcasts that did extremely well in the beginning and then ultimately failed because they got bored of the same conversation over and over again. And I guess they felt like they were stuck in that with that audience and they couldn't branch out. And I never want to be like that. I always want to seek new, exciting people. Raph's the same. We want to seek new and exciting guests because we have amazing conversations with the people. Getting on people like Joe Delaney, getting on people like Christian Thibodeau. You know, these are people that we would have never had on when we started the podcast. They're not in the CrossFit bubble, but you guys heard those conversations. You heard those podcasts. They were awesome. They were fantastic. Anyone can get anything out of that. So that is why we continue to branch out, is because what's most important to us is that the conversation or the topics that we will approach with that guest will be interesting to us. So that is how we pick those questions. All right, I'm going to do one more and then we're going to move on to what I'm actually doing with my training goal this year. So a couple of these things are for sort of the both of us. So it wouldn't be fair if I just answered them myself. So what I'm going to go with is VM Gillette, who did ask 5 questions. I'm going to pick one of your questions. Was if you moved to the US, where would you want to live? Funny how these questions get more personal these days. Okay, so where would I want to go? So in the US, we've been to Atlanta, we've been to Miami, we have been to LA. I have not been to San Francisco. And then we also went a little bit more southward, like San Diego sort of area. So to be fair, I haven't explored that much America. I've been to Hawaii as well. From a purely business perspective, I would love to move to either New York or LA because there are so many influencers and different people that we can collaborate with in those areas, mainly LA. So that was where I would move to. Not necessarily because I'm like in love with the location and the, I guess the landscape and what's available there. I know LA is a really cool spot. It's got a beach and that sort of thing, and it's got a laid back lifestyle. But yeah, the thing that I would move there for is mainly for that hub of fitness people that we can collaborate with, that we can network with, that we can do more shows with and kind of learn more and kind of be a part of something, you know, bigger. And that's what the trips are for. That's why we go on these trips. It's for those exact reasons. But yeah, if we were to move there, we'd probably either base ourselves in LA or New York. New York makes sense because it's so close to Europe as well. Not only can we fly around America, but on the same token, we're so close to Europe, we could just get a plane across to London and then we could branch out to our UK network, which we'd love to do. So, but never say never. It could be a possibility. Look, we would love to, you know, continue exploring the world with the podcast, and we absolutely will. And this year, we'll do that more than ever. But to that question specifically, I'd say LA number one and then New York number two. Haven't been to New York. Would love to go. If anyone wants to house us when we're out there, let us know. I know it's an expensive place. All right. Thank you. Firstly, for the listener questions, plenty more to come next week. Before I get into the next part, which is my next training journal goal, today was brought to you by Activate Nutrients. You guys know I have that every single damn day. And someone mentioned, why did you, because I mentioned 1 week, I took out the second coffee and added in Activate Nutrients as well. Sometimes I feel like I just run myself way too hot. I'm burning the candle at both ends. And it just felt like a good move to slow down a little bit and not get too crazy with being over caffeinated all the time, especially if I'm going to, you know, have a day where I have pre-workout. I struggle to sleep on those sort of days. So I just thought, why not give my body like nutrients? Why not give my body like vitamins and minerals instead and see if that can give me energy? It's got B6 in it and that gives you really good energy. So that's the swap I made. Yeah, I just swapped out a scoop of Activated Nutrients, just carried around with me in my bags and sip on that. Feels really good. Feels much better. It feels like it's just kind of replenishing your body as opposed to like almost putting a Band-Aid solution on your energy stores, if that makes sense. But look, guys, you guys can get it as well if you haven't already. ActivatedNutrients.com. And then when you go there, get the subscription. That'll save you 20% off. And it means you're never out. So you've got it all the time. And it is an essential tool when we travel. Okay. Let me get into a training journal goal. So obviously, I hit the 140 kilo bench press. I am creating a video at the moment of how I program that for myself. So for those of you who have been asking, there has been a few of you, hang tight. I will soon have the exact video on how I programmed it for myself, the exercises, the movements that I chose, the execution of those movements, and then how I sort of, from a mindset perspective, approached the 140. So new training journal goal. So I've been thinking about this a lot, and what I realized was that the training journal goal worked so damn well last time because I had the training journal. That was honestly the difference. Now, shameless plug, I know, shameless plug, but I've never taken a journaling approach to training. I've, like, for the longest time that I've trained, I've sort of written some stuff down here and there, but never every single day have I absolutely had to force myself to be like, Locke, how did you go today? What went well? What was not good? What can you work on tomorrow? And it felt like that was, you know, and for those of you who use the journal, you know that better than ever. But that was really the goal. The goal was to see if it made a difference, to see if this daily accountability thing that we preach so much could help us achieve that goal. And it made a big difference. It really did. It just took out the dull moments in training. Training is so up and down sometimes. And when it's down, it's like really down. It's depressing. It's like I'm injured or things aren't going well. Or like, what's the point of this? Or I've fallen off track. I can't keep myself disciplined. And it just kept you there. And it just kept you a bit more even keel. It just had this feeling like someone, you're almost like, not confession, but almost like coming in and just speaking to yourself and being like, this is how it went. I'm okay with it, and today's a new day. So that was super cool, and I thought, you know, why not do that for another goal? So I am going to try, and look, I would encourage you guys to join us on this journey this time. I'm going to try, and it's kind of the perfect time. It's in autumn now, so I'm going to try and gain some more muscle as well. So bit of a bodybuilding goal. So I'm going to aim for another 5 kilos in this 100 days. So that should take me. So I ended up going 99.8 kilos. I didn't quite make the 100 kegs, but I hope to surpass that. I'm going to try for 103. So 103, I'm about 98 right now. I lost a little bit just because I stopped with the creatine and lots of other stuff and just stuffing my face. I did a bit more cardio. My active escape trip, I did a lot of cardio. So I'm going to try and get to 103 in a body weight. I like having the body weight goal because it kind of keeps you accountable from a nutrition perspective. But for the barbell goal, now I kind of thought, how would I get everyone on board for this? Because I think it's fun. Like if you guys are attacking a training journal goal with me, then we can kind of do it together. We can share it. We can, you know, keep each other accountable. We can all work on our training journal goals together. And we can post about it and we can share it and everyone can kind of stay on track. You can post what day you're up to. And so I'm going to say, if you're going to do this training journal goal with me, these are the rules. The rule is, one, you must have a training journal. So we know you're going for 100 days and we know you're not going to pull out halfway. Second thing is it has to be a barbell goal. For whatever reason, I just think that's just a cool way to do it. I know that everyone's like, no, but I want a muscle up. No, I want a handstand. I'm like, that's cool. You can still do that. But I think it's really cool if everyone comes in that's really keen for this next 100 days to do a barbell goal. Okay. So I'm going to give you guys 7 days after listening to this before we start the goal. So has to be a barbell goal and it has to use a training journal. So pick something on the barbell you've really wanted. Back squat, front squat, deadlift, clean, snatch, overhead squat, strict press, whatever it is. Romanian deadlift, single leg, Romanian tempo, 5x5 deadlift. Whatever you want to do, pick that goal. I'm going to power clean 160 kilos. That is my goal, which is like 345 pounds, I want to say. 300. Yeah, that'll be a 10 kilo PB. So I'm going to program that for myself as well. So we'll see how that goes. And a body weight goal as well. Optionally, if you guys want to like sort of gain some muscle or lose some weight. That's the goal. I'm inviting you guys on board. If you are keen to jump on board, pick up a training journal, thetrainingjournalbook.com. And if you use MMP15, so MMP15, the code, you get 15% off. So go ahead there now. We've got a little bit of stock left. So head there, thetrainingjournalbook.com, MMP15 when you check out for 15% off. And then we will set the training journal goal to start in about just over a week from now, from listening to this episode. I'm excited. I'm very excited. I wonder what Raph will choose. Maybe he'll back squat like 250, something absurd like that. Okay, so before we wrap this up, we're going to review quickly, or I'm going to review quickly. I guess you guys can review it with me. The Notorious documentary on Netflix. So this came out in Australia. I mean, it came out in 2017, I want to say, but it's only just come on Australian Netflix, maybe late last year. So I think maybe a lot of you have probably seen it. The Notorious documentary is not about Biggie Smalls. It's about Conor McGregor, and it's about his rise to all the way up to the Floyd Mayweather fight. Now, you guys obviously listening to this probably heard about that fight. It's a big deal. And it kind of documents his whole journey from like where he came from to all the struggles and to kind of where he is now. And I've been a Conor McGregor fan since day one. I know a lot of people weren't. A lot of people hated him. They thought he was arrogant. A lot of people still do. They think he talks a lot of shit. No one believed the hype, all that sort of stuff. I'd always, for whatever reason, from the first day my brother showed me one of Conor's videos, I was just in love. The dude, just the silver tongue, and you just something about that so attractive. And he's just walking entertainment, this guy. And it was cool they filmed a documentary about him. I mean, there's not a whole lot to it except to watch it because it's Conor McGregor. It's self-explanatory. It's just one action-packed adventure. One action-packed one-liner to the next. And it's a cool story. Yeah, it's inspiring. It's very, very inspiring. He came from nothing. And he really made something of himself. So regardless of what you think about him, you can't help but appreciate what he's done and the level he did it at. So I really enjoyed the documentary. I give it a 4 out of 5. I would have liked to have seen the the Mayweather fight, a bit more details of that, but maybe they couldn't put it on there for legal reasons, but go watch it, guys. The Notorious documentary with Conor McGregor on Netflix. I give it a 4 out of 5. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the after show this week. Remember, before I let you go, activeescapes.com/MMP. That'll get you a discount off the Bali retreat. I hope to see you there. And then remember, if you're going to join me on the next Training Journal adventure, 100 days, thetrainingjournalbook.com. All right, MMP 15 when you check out, 15% off. All right, that's it. I'll see you guys next week.